Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Where do stocks go from here now that there's a bit of movement on President Trump's nominees?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Stocks have largely stood their ground in the wake of all the uncertainty coming out of Washington, that uncertainty stemming in part from the snail's pace approval rate of Donald Trump's appointees. That may be starting to change with the confirmation of Betsy DeVos as Education Secretary and the expected confirmation of Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. Let's get the mood of investors from Brian Battle, Director at Performance Trust Capital Partners in Chicago. Brian, I know the fight over these cabinet picks is just one link in the chain of uncertainty surrounding the Trump presidency, but will these confirmations help, or is there just too much other stuff we have to deal with as well, like the court fight over the travel ban?
Yeah, I think, Charlie, it's a part of a bigger theme. You know, as a matter of record, in the past 3 months, the Dow is up about 9% and the S&P is up 6.8%. So the market has definitely moved in favor of what seems like a pro-business, pro-growth, lower taxes administration. So we're at the point now, and we seem to have stalled because of what you just described, is there going to be a contentious process for everything that this administration wants to do? It's quite unusual to have this many cabinet appointments not made and not confirmed at this point in the presidency. So the obstruction or the principled opposition, whatever you want to call it, is definitely slowing down the agenda. So I think the one appointment that matters the most probably is Mnuchin as Treasury Secretary and the Health and Human Services Secretary, because that'll predicate the changes to Obamacare, which everyone is very interested in seeing how that turns out. So I think in total the market is feeling okay, but maybe we're starting to slow down on our optimism a little bit because what Trump has proposed has been great, but the ability to get it enacted and through might just be slowed down by that much by opposition.
Yeah, I get the feeling there's a logjam. I mean, are investors worried that hopes for lower taxes and looser regulation are getting sidetracked by all these other matters?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Trump was very clear that they're going to build the wall, they're going to repeal Obamacare and lower taxes. And so the political reality is, you know, Paul Ryan is running the House of Representatives through regular order, meaning they have committee meetings, then they have hearings, then they have amendments, and people vote on it, and then it gets passed into the law. The past 8 years, we really haven't been in regular order, you know, so the process is going to take longer. But I think the thing that we might have underestimated as investors is the uncertainty. You know, markets hate uncertainty. That's certainly an old market saying, but the uncertainty part that we've maybe mismeasured is the political uncertainty. Can, even with a majority in the House and the Senate, how much can the opposition slow the Trump agenda? And we're just in the first couple of weeks of the administration, so they'll learn as they go about what you can get done and what you can't. But what for sure we all have to know is this presidency is different. He's going to say a lot of things. He's going to, I suppose he's going to keep tweeting a lot of things, and we're going to have to get used to the static, the unusual apolitical static that we're not used to coming out of Washington, where maybe politically incorrect or, you know, off-the-cuff comments are going to be coming out of the White House, and we're just going to have to get used to it.
I'm speaking with Brian Battle of Performance Trust Capital Partners, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm speaking with Brian Battle. Brian, we've talked about Washington. Let's talk about fundamentals right now. How have fourth quarter earnings looked to you so far?
Yeah, so about 300 of the 500 S&P companies have reported so far, and fourth quarter earnings are on track to grow. I think we've estimated 5.2% from the year earlier, and everyone is expecting about 3.2%. So it's coming in better than expected. And I think there's optimism, and what's more important is the forward-looking projections. You know, what is the guidance going forward? And I think everybody's being constructive, but we're still on that knife's edge of what about the value of the dollar? What about an import tax? What about imports and exports? Is it going to be inhibited by some tax change that we don't understand yet? So I think everyone is mildly optimistic. I think the market's priced where it's supposed to be. So far this year, we're about up 1% in the Dow and 2% in the S&P, which is reasonable given that we've had a 9% rally since the election. And we have this uncertainty in getting the agenda moved forward. Now, the Treasury market is pricing in maybe slower growth than we expected, and we're below a 240 on the 10-year. You know, we have an auction this week of 3s, 10s, and 30s, and the Treasury market has rallied 4 days in a row. So the 10-year Treasury note at 232 is really signaling that there doesn't seem to be any fear of inflation going forward, and that overseas events might be forcing capital to the U.S. Remember, the Brexit vote is just getting wound up in the U.K., and that is going to have economic consequences around the globe, even no matter who the U.S. president is. So we are subject to the vagaries of global politics.
The dollar has pulled back a bit after a big run. Do you think the dollar's upward move is going to resume?
I think so. I think that, it's just like anything, it's really hard to predict the future, right? You know, so an old Yogi Berra quote paraphrase there. It seems that the fundamentals should be setting up for a stronger dollar because the Federal Reserve has expressed its intention to raise rates in the U.S., and all the other central banks are trying to devalue their currencies. So, yeah, I think the global forces are for a higher dollar.
Brian Battle, Performance Trust Capital Partners in Chicago, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
You're welcome, Charlie.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.